I'm going to make a partial stab at what it is that Jesus says that is so key to us having His joy. I would just have you take a look at John 15:10, which comes right before 15:11, where He says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you." Now, I recognize these things may go beyond the verse that was just spoken before it, but certainly the verse spoken just before it would be inclusive in these things. And notice what it says. "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." You see, we're talking about abiding in the circle of love. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and your joy may be full." I don't think any of us questions that the richest, deepest, most profound joys in this world are attached to love. I think we all know that. Notice, the very joy of Christ that He Himself had sprang out of obedience to His Father's commandments, which centered Him squarely in those bright rays of the love of the Father. To delight in the Father, He also had communion, fellowship with Him in the Father's will. He delighted in His will. He so delighted in the Father and delighted in everything that the Father delights in and everything that the Father loves. That's what the commandments are all about. It's the will of God. It's what God delights in. It's what is consistent with His own character and His own love, His own beauty, His own holiness. The path to joy for Jesus is the same path to joy for me. He flourished there in the delights of His Father's love through obedience. And so I'm called to abide in the radiance, all this glow of Jesus' love, by the same thing. And you know what the world does? They view Christianity, oh, it's this dry and dreary thing. Just a list of rules. That's all Christianity is. No, it's not. It's about being drawn into this very circle where the love of Christ just radiates and permeates and surrounds. Unless you fall into this idea that it's gray, joyless rule-keeping, it's not. It's a world of love. Listen, when Jesus came along, He said, "My yoke is easy." Really? A yoke sounds hard. I got a picture in my mind of cattle, yoked, going across a hot field, dusty, all day long. I don't like yokes. Why? Let's just inquire. Lord, why is your yoke easy? Well, because you're yoked to me. And I'm only going to take you near the still waters and the green grass, and I'm going to smother you with my love. And anything that I call you as far as hardship here, it's momentary light affliction, and then it's going to be all glory. It's good. My burden is light. Why? Because my love is going to be there supporting you all the way through it. You know, John says it this way. He says that this is love, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. Well, no. Anytime you find a master who floods his servants with love. Following his desires are not hard. Oh yeah, if they're tyrants, if they're like the devil, but that's not it. The joy of Christ arises from, his joy came from being loved by the uttermost supreme of all beings. He was one with his Father, one in purpose. This is the realm into which Christ bids us.
This excerpt was taken from the full sermon, What Does Fellowship with God Look Like? Part 2.